Much Ado About Something happened actually in an article, Ryan, that you wrote, that you posted yesterday about an actual leak that was sent to Android police. Can you tell us what Android N might hold for the notification pane?
So based on what we have seen, the new notification shade at the top will have quick setting tiles accessible, just sort of a subset of them. So it's a lot more like what Samsung and other OEMs have been doing. So you don't have to open the full quick settings to get to the stuff you use all the time. And then the notifications themselves are styled a little bit differently. There's less of a separation between the tiles. There's a little bit more text visible. And then when you pull down the pull down the quick settings, it's again, I mean, this, the notification shade and quick settings are both full width now instead of like sort of floating from the edge of the screen. And then the quick settings, it looks pretty similar to what we have now. The icons are a little bit different. They're placed a little bit differently. And there is an edit button indicating, I guess, that the stuff from the UI tuner that they added in Marshmallow might make its way into the, you know, sort of the official system feature stuff. So you'd be able to rearrange those icons in the quick settings. And there's sort of a multiple page thing. So you could put less important things over on the next page and just the things you want, you know, quicker access to in, you know, the main page of the quick settings.
Like if you never use Bluetooth, you can just take it off the main page.
Right. Yeah. But you could still have it on like the second page. So if you need to get to it for some reason, it's easier than like going all the way into the settings.
It's like expanding the quick settings, right? On a third party UI.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, and so like what we have on the site, those mockups are accurate, you know, for what we've seen of Android N. Yeah, so we don't know for sure if it's going to look like that, you know, when it's actually final.
Yeah, so that's an important note to make, that what you guys showed in your post are mockups of what you saw. It's not the actual screenshots.
We can't post the actual, the source content, the screenshots, because sources and stuff.
But
the mockups are very accurate, you know, compared to what we actually have.
So what has the reaction to this been?
Mixed, I guess, like everything. Yeah. There are some people who think that it looks great, and there are other people who think it looks terrible, and eventually it's going to come out, and if it looks like this, people will just deal with it. Because, I mean, it's not a dramatic departure visually. I think people are going to be happy to have that edit button in quick settings, because right now, if you turn on System UI Tuner and like try to mess around with the quick settings, it's pretty messy. Like, you can add new tiles, there are like some third-party apps that do it, but it's kind of janky and doesn't work super well. So actually having that as an official feature will probably be much appreciated.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to be able, and I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but it looks like you're going to be able to fit more inside of a single entry right now. You get a notification and it goes, you know, to the edge and then dot, 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 and you miss out a lot depending on the notification.
Yeah, it's what we saw. It has the app that produced the notification listed in the actual notification item, whereas right now you have to long press on the notification to see which app produced it. So I guess that'll be handy if you're wondering which app sent you that annoying notification. You don't have to long press to find out now.
I'll admit that my first glance of the mockups, at least, I was like, "Ooh, that looks nice."
Yeah,
I mean, it looks like advancement. It looks, you know, like getting refined, and that's what I would expect.
So, I have actually found myself like looking at the old method of the like blocks, you know, with a lot of kind of dark space in between. Yeah. I mean, this is really kind of getting to the nitpick level, but starting to look at that and feeling like that feels like an older version and that it needs a retweak. So this actually fits in line with some thoughts I've been having about it lately, about just kind of cleaning it up. Refinement. It's not major, but
Flo, are you freaking out over this?
Well, I just,
yes.
I was wondering if you guys were bummed about all this news about the app drawer going away, which I realized we sort of talked about it being a mock-up, but it's been pretty big news on social media.
Some people noticed in our mock-ups, and I made sure to mention it in the article because I knew people were going to pay attention to this. There is an app drawer in our mock-ups because what we've seen still has an app drawer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it's going to be taken out later. I will say that I personally do not believe that Google will get rid of the app drawer. I could be wrong. I'm not going to eat a shoe if I'm wrong or something. But
no, absolutely. It's been pretty big. It's been pretty big on Twitter. Just everybody talking about it, having opinions about it, because it's, I feel like, the one differentiating factor between the Android UI and the iOS UI and
the stock Android UI, maybe. I've been playing around with the next bit. Robin, for the past week, it's got the...
Robin has a bizarre home screen.
So does that
thing,
bother you, though, Jason?
It bothers you. Oh, yeah, it totally bothers
me. But hang on. But does it bother you because you're not used to it versus you can't make it work?
No,
Because I think you – because I was thinking about it as over the weekend because I had the same reaction. Like, of course we need an app drawer. We have to have it. And, you know, but at the same time, do we really need to? Because it's really – it's another layer of something that you need to go in. And if you're using folders and all stuff like that, you can collapse and maybe you don't need it.
Okay. But
folders are so messy.
Yeah. See, like you can lose apps in folders. Like if I have contended for a long time that not having an app drawer is an objectively terrible experience. When every single app that you install just goes onto your home screen and like they're not in any specific order. Mm-hmm. They could be any place. It like having an app drawer where everything is and you can organize it sometimes in different ways depending on the phone. Mm-hmm. That's just you just know where they are. You don't have to worry about, oh, did I put that in the productivity folder? Or is that in like my main home screen folder, or is it someplace else? Do I have to scroll all the way to the eighth home screen, where I have
like
120 apps on my phone?
Okay. Now, hang on. I'm like jumping out of my seat because I want to preface this that I am completely playing devil's advocate. So I'm not pushing my position here. I'm merely putting a dissenting point using my experience as an example on my Nexus 5 with an app drawer. I will tell you that I'm pretty accurate that the apps that I don't put on my home screens, I never use. The ones that stay in my app drawer, I forget about.
Yeah, and there are definitely people like that. Like, yeah, I don't think you're alone.
Right. And so what happens is that actually if you can you compare your Robin to, you know, and what I would say is that a well-kept, well-maintained home screen environment where, oh, these are all my apps where I watch things, and these are all my apps where I listen to things, and these are all my apps where I take pictures of things. I've only got three.
Yeah, man,
and one of them is just for the show. You know, like
I
only
use so many folders, though. Like, yeah, most people don't do that. I mean, if that works for you, like, rad,
right?
You know, more power to you. But I think most people don't want to have all that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think most people just don't want to have all that on home screen.
But it doesn't. But I, you know, as long as
look at Flo touting the slogan. Good job.
What? It's true.
I love it.
It's a good slogan. Be together, not the same. As long as I have the app, the option to have that there, because I can tell you, looking at your home screen gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Right.
Mean, it's like
even if Google did do this really ill-advised thing, it's not the end of the world because you can install a third-party launcher. Like it's you know,
yeah,
it's fine for those of us that know those exist, but like for regular people, they're going to be subjected to what I think is an inferior UI design that somehow people have decided can be better because it's simpler.